second trivia. Which U.S. sports league was known as the APFA when it was founded in 1920? NFL, MLB, NBA, or MLS? 2 years after it was founded, the American Professional Football Association was renamed the National Football League. And 98 years later, that league is making a change to its rules concerning the U.S. national anthem. It's requiring players and other employees to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner or face fines. But if NFL employees don't want to do this, they can stay in the locker room until the anthem is over. And that's a change to a rule that used to require all players to be on the field for the anthem. This became an issue for the league back in 2016 when Colin Kaepernick, who was then a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, refused to stand for the anthem. At first he sat on the bench, then he kneeled. And he said he did it because he didn't want to honor a song or, quote, show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people or people of color. Some NFL players and athletes in other leagues joined Kaepernick in kneeling during the anthem. Most continued to stand. Those who supported Kaepernick's action said kneeling was a respectful way of protesting racial injustice. Those who opposed it said kneeling was disrespectful to the country, the flag, and the military. And like the act of kneeling itself, the NFL's new rules are controversial. The league's commissioner says team owners unanimously voted for the changes, though at least one of them said he abstained from the vote. The NFL says it wants people to be respectful of the anthem and treat the moment in a respectful fashion. The Players Association, a union, says it wasn't consulted about the rule changes, but that players were showing their patriotism through their protests.